I wish there was a set criteria as to who belongs and who doesn't belong. I'm not going to call out other schools because I don't want other people talking about me. I'm just curious. When we have the same overall record as other schools, and we got a winning conference record, and yet they got losing conference records, we were in the top four in our league from day one to the last day, yet those teams finish in the bottom third of their league, how they get in and we get left out. People could say, well, you know, you lost to Wyoming. Yeah, but we also beat Mississippi State, Auburn, at Florida. You know, we had some real good wins. So I don't know. I don't know. I know the criteria to get into the NIT is win your regular season conference, whatever you call it, regular season conference championship. And you lose in your conference tournament, you don't go to the NCAAs, you're automatically in the NIT. Am I right on that? I don't spend a lot of time studying the NIT, but I believe that's the only set criteria to get into the NIT. Outside of that, I got no idea. I wish somebody would have helped us. For whatever reason, you know, whatever we did this year, nobody cared. Nobody paid attention. No one gave our kids credit. That was disappointing to me. But, you know, that's disappointing to me, but I don't live my life for that. I live my life for those kids. And their sacrifices to go at it every day, to win the games that we won, to become the team that we were at the end of the year, you know, as disappointed as we all were after that Auburn game, you can argue we played Auburn better than anyone that's played them since. And last time I checked, they're still playing. I really want to keep coaching these kids. What these kids have done this year, they deserve to keep playing. And there's other teams out there. I'm not going to say we were better than they were. That's not my place. But when you look at resume, whatever that is, I don't know what the difference is. So we got left out, didn't do enough. When you put yourself in that situation, you can't complain when other people make decisions. But it's disappointing.
In not getting into the NIT, you said something like, I wished somebody had helped us. Who are you referring to in that case? What kind of help would you
anyone that's in a
are you talking about administratively or what?
No, I'm not. If I thought Ray Tanner needed to be that, I would have said Ray Tanner. I think all the above. Our league office, I think our campus, someone in administration. I'm worried about beating Auburn in the conference quarterfinals. I'm not worried about politicking for the NIT. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Some coaches are good politicians. They do a great job on cameras and they rah, 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 and good for them. That's not who I am. I tried to do that one day when after the Georgia game. Is that when it was? What was it? When did I sit up here? Was it after the Georgia game? And I kind of came up with all kinds of numbers and all that. And everyone left here saying, Frank's a fool. You know, why is he doing that? They don't belong in the NCAA tournament. I know we didn't belong in the NCAA tournament at that time. All I was trying to say is that we're not as bad as we're being made out to be right now. That's all I was trying to say. But I don't know, whoever. Phil, I got no idea. Somebody. So if you and I go up for a job and my resume is better than yours and you get the job, what am I going to say? Somebody help Phil. Isn't that how life works? Yes or no? Sure. So somebody helped those teams that didn't have resumes as good as ours. So I wish whoever helped them would have helped us. And I'm not into throwing people under the bus, Phil. Let me repeat that because sometimes we all twist words. If I meant Ray Tanner, I would have said Ray Tanner. I don't know who it's supposed to be.